You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio. How's the baby?
You are compelled to listen.
Oh no, don't start with that. See, you think the devil's coming, you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
What the hell is being channeled by this?
If you will listen, you will listen.
Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
me. Then you're what I'm talking
every chance
about.
You get,
you
every minute.
Joke.
You will keep your radio, you will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation
funny.
Around our
funny.
Ears.
Yes, hello. Good morning or good night, wherever you are. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. And today I'm joined by my co-host. We have Rob D here.
Hi, folks.
And we also have Will Turbot from Demand the Truth.
Evening, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Awesome.
Well, you know, I actually like to have you guys give us a little rundown of what's been going on. I know Will has requested some time for the weekend to finish up his business. I cannot wait to hear about it. But first, go ahead, Rob. Since you're closer to me in Turkey, I want to hear what's going on with you. Any
wow. Well, just put basic doing what I do on the weekends. I did a weather video and had a big rant about complacency being criminal. You know how too much can happen by being silent. It's been so hot here. I've just been trying to stay indoors most of the time. We've been over 100 degrees every day now for nearly a week. The air quality here when it's humid, because I'm right on the Aegean Sea here, it's just brutal to be outside. So I've just been surfing the internet and keeping up to date with the current events. I had a big rant about people getting upset about a Black Panthers rally where people were armed, but yet they didn't get all upset and butthurt when they had that rally, which is of gun rights people over in Virginia a month or so back. So I was like, come on, people, you can't have both sides of the coin. You just hold the whole coin, and people expressing their freedoms and making a militia is what things are all about. It's constitutional. So I've been dispelling myths, really, about the Black Panthers most of the weekend. They did have a rally, I believe it was in Georgia. And people got all threatened by it. Why? You know, this is how freedom is taken back, isn't it? Is by using our rights. And when people use their rights, people were saying it was wrong. And I said, no, it's not.
Yeah, our rights are kind of like muscles. If you let them atrophy, they become not usable. You got to use them, make sure they're still there. You know, people, it's not enough just to have gun rights, but you need to go down to the range, okay? Practice taking your firearm apart, putting it back together, clean it regularly, practice clearing jams, these sort of things.
Yeah, and get alternative weaponry as well. You know, a slingshot, you can do a lot with it. You know, these type of things. Just know that you have to defend yourself when we are being treated criminally, when a government has become tyrannical and not of the will of the people. It is our right, or was our right in the United States, to be able to overthrow that government or system of governance and replace it. But, you know, I also educated people on the Constitution Free Zone that has existed in the United States for quite a few years by sharing the Civil Liberties Union website articles on it, because people want mainstream to prove things, don't they? They don't want the you to just say something and show them a site, and then they shut down their mind and say, oh, that's a conspiracy site. It's not a conspiracy site that I use. I try to use the mainstream, which is often polluted, the mainstream, isn't it? It's its own trickle-down, like people share, for instance, like The Guardian. They might tell you trickle the truth, but if you look through the net of who owns things, it's owned by the same people that give you the mainstream news or are feeding you the alternative. So, yeah, I did a lot of people's homework on that this weekend. That and the people still trust in the plan, well, the Great Awakening. I've been battling the Q-tippers foot and nail this weekend because I was bored. But I'm real curious what Will's been up to. He was absent on Thursday, and I know he was on his way to do something big, but he wouldn't even really hint at it. So Will, please, give us an update.
Well, unfortunately, I cannot give you an update as of yet. I found a lot more information. I don't want to spoil that yet. But I appreciate that rant that you went on, because it's important that people remember the double standard that they have there. And I went on a little rant, too. I was really upset on the 4th of July. And I said, you know what? We can't celebrate the 4th of July this year because we lost all of our freedoms even before with the NSA, freedom of speech. You guys know I go through the Bill of Rights all the time and talk about how that's completely gone. But now with COVID, it's pretty crazy that people are even out here celebrating and having a good time. So I said the 4th of July was canceled. And nonetheless, people still celebrated, which I thought was distasteful. But also, too, I put up a post about some of the negative things about our founding fathers. And I know there's positive things, too. And I know specifically about the people on Mount Rushmore. And I got like 35 people I lost on Facebook after that. And there are some people saying, well, slavery was justified because we needed them to work the crops. We needed them for agriculture. And, you know, some were like, these men had slaves, but it was just a footnote. But they forget that there were people around during that time and thousands of years before who were abolitionists.
Yeah, absolutely. There were people fighting that system of wrong back then.
I would like to say, for those people with that argument, well, you know, today's New World Order government needs you as a slave. They need to experiment on your body, since we now have something called science. And you can no longer own yourself. You can no longer think for yourself. You are just a part of a bigger scheme, and you have no control because you're a slave now. Wake up. Okay.
The science people spout, though, are pseudoscience, you know? They're just the Bill Nye, spewing state lie, but people quote these people as fact. You're so knowledgeable, or you got the science of vaccine science, which is an unproven safety. You know, people are blinded by the science, and they refuse to use their common sense. And, you know, when you say, read a vaccine insert, or if I read one out live on Facebook, my Facebook lives and stuff, they'll go, it's a conspiracy. I say, no, this is the actual data inside the box that the serum comes in. It's not a conspiracy. You've been lied to. I say that your phones are harmful to you. No, they're not. I say, go look in the properties. There's a disclaimer about the radiation. Your phone gives off. It's not a conspiracy, but to me, the conspiracy is the cover-up, is the using of the fixing of the statistics to make things sound like it's all butter and jam rather than putting us in a jam, you know? It's terrible.
Well, I have to say that a conspiracy, it doesn't mean it has to be hidden. It doesn't have to be occulted. You can conspire out in the open. That's what these people do. Most of these conspiracies that we talk about are open-ended conspiracies. Like you said, read the insert of a vaccine package, and it'll tell you the risk involved. This is how these people have immunized themselves against lawsuits. Well, they're doing If they didn't tell us what was going on, we would be able to sue them. We'd be able to take every institution down. But everything's an open conspiracy. The information's there. You are just, well, when I say you, I mean other people are just trained not to look at it. But with that said, great start to the show. I want to get to our guest. We have Richard from Washington on the line here with us. How are you doing, Richard?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me back. Great rant. And I just like to remind people, and we talked a little about this last time, the Liber Code has never been canceled. We've been on martial law since the end of the Civil War, and now that they're actually putting the hammer down, we kind of can't figure out what's happening. But in reality, this is what was available to the powers that be all along. The fact that they're now initiating a more severe martial law is confusing to many people, but for those that know the history, you know, you got to expect they're going to use what they can because it's already in place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with that.
So, based on what happened last week, I'd like to pursue what I did to return people to health, because what I realized is I left a lot unsaid. If that's
very
acceptable.
Well.
Okay, to begin, let's just imagine who we are. We're Homo sapiens sapiens, and our time frame gets extended more and more. But basically, we've been hunter-gatherers for 40,000 years. Okay, so we have adapted and evolved and epigenetically improved ourselves, if you want to call it that, for 40,000 years as hunter-gatherers, even though more recently, like 10 to 6,000 years, we've been very agricultural. But that doesn't change our basic beginnings, and that's what I'd really like to point out to people. Basically, we have a stomach that secretes hydrochloric acid and keeps it at a level of a pH of 1 to 2, which is the most acidic something can be. And most people don't really understand how acid the stomach really is. And everybody is confused by the doctors, of course, who say, oh, you've got over acidity. You're having problems because you've got too much acid and all this stuff. Well, that's not what's happening at all. Basically, what you're doing is you have almost no acid. We become alkaline because we're essentially eating a lot of vegetation, which essentially neutralizes the acids, and we're creating a situation where we start fermenting in our stomach versus acidifying in our stomach, and that fermentation causing us to have the symptoms of over acidity, but they're not really over acidity. Instead of taking these antacids, you should be taking hydrochloric acid, betaine hydrochloride, to return the stomach to normal acidity and prevent the fermentation that should take place in the small intestine, but is now taking place more and more in the stomach itself. And not only do we have a stomach, but we have a gallbladder. The gallbladder secretes bile, which essentially handles fats, reduces the size of the fat molecules so they can get into the system and be utilized for energy, supposedly. But if we're carbohydrate addicted, as I call most people now, and most people don't like that, but we have a tendency to be habitual and addictive, we are now pretty much addicted to carbohydrates. Most people think food should be grown rather than hunted. We don't hunt anymore. And most people think that we should eat a lot of carbs for energy, which it does give us, but we're supposed to get energy from fats. It's a nice slow burn, a restoration kind of burn, not the fight-or-flight sympathetic burn of carbohydrates. And most people just have not been exposed to the fact that the true nature of the physiology of the body is centered on proteins and fats. And the more we investigate that and check it out, the more we'll realize that we've just been brainwashed, dumbed down, and miseducated as far as even what our bodies are designed to do.
Well, I mean, what are we made out of? Proteins
and fats.
That's it.
In our bodies, we have absolutely no carbohydrates, and we're just proteins and fats. And I read a book, a medical text back, this was probably in the 50s or so, and this was a standard text, a training test text for doctors. And basically the statement was, ideally, we need no carbohydrates at all. Basically, you can get carbohydrates from proteins and produce all the carbohydrates you really need. But we've been so miseducated, we think we need carbohydrates all the time to give us energy. I mean, and that's the most destructive thing that you can be exposed to. And what I believe is the one thing that we do have control over in today's environment is our own health. And what we have to do is shake off our brainwashing and our miseducation and get back to how to restore the body to true health. And there's a lot of things now with antioxidants and a bunch of other stuff. But bottom line, you don't need that stuff unless you're eating so poorly that you have to deal with your compromised system and restore a system that has been so broken down that it doesn't even function anymore.
Okay.
Mm. You hear that, folks?
Go ahead.
I said, you hear that, folks? We've been lied to. We're told that you have an acid problem when you really have a lack thereof. And you're treating your health according to what the pseudoscience says, isn't it?
Exactly. That's exactly what happens. Is the bottom line is always money. And what sells and what makes the pharmaceuticals and the doctors and the whole system work is they miseducate us, get us to buy their products that aren't really necessary, that have some immediate effect, but long-term they're very destructive. And basically that's what we talked about a little last week about vaccinations. Short-term, they do give you, you know, a little improvement, usually. But long-term, they're very destructive. And V, you know that. I mean, when you went into the Army, got all those vaccinations, you know, initially probably no result. But then you got compromised worse and worse with the food and the vaccinations and the whole stress reaction of being in the military. And you don't really put it all together. I mean, you think, you know, it's just a situational thing, but it's not. It's a planned event that basically we as slaves, as people under the military martial law, you know, we're supposed to be subject to all this stuff and not to protest our situation.
I was just looking into this Lieber code because I've been aware of it, but I haven't really dove into it. You seem quite knowledgeable about it. Can you give a brief synopsis of how this code from the Civil War era is being used today to lock us down legally?
Well, essentially, it's not that it's being used. It just stated, because of the Civil War situation, that we were under martial law. This was an extreme situation. And to continue that, basically, this nation went bankrupt in 1933. And one of the things that was happening in the bankruptcy was a declared emergency. And Roosevelt essentially changed the definition of the enemy. It was no longer, you know, foreign territorial enemies. It was now people, citizens of the United States, which was now a corporation, whatever. So again, martial law was reinitiated because of this emergency. That's never been reversed. In the Korean War, we went to war without...
That's great information right there, but my friend... Music's on, so that means we're going to commercial break. Be right back.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
I'm back into this. Yes. So, I want to say, this seems to be something I've heard a lot about, and I've researched some, this whole issue of national emergencies happening, and then rights are stripped away, and then they're not given back. This seems to be sort of that whole narrative of, you know, them telling us, well, what do you need that for? Well, you were okay without it before, and, you know, and that's the PSYOP. You know, that's why we have so many anti-gun rights protesters out there. I don't call them activists, I call them protesters. People who are defiant against reality. And so I think people really need to get back to basics and find out exactly what it is that we are able to do. Push the limits. We need to audit more. We need to do more extreme audits. I'm not saying take a gun and go kill somebody, but if you happen to know, for example, your phone's being tapped or your internet service is tapped, you know, take the government's court, a Fourth Amendment violation. You know, there's several scenarios here where you can take the government to task and see if those rights are there. We've constantly been checking the system, constantly, because the excuse they give you may not work for somebody else. We got to find that shatter point. We always need to know where it is because it shifts around.
Hmm. This is, again, this is a deep rabbit hole because I see Trump threatening to use the Insurrection Act of 1807 to quell insurrection. Well, isn't that our right of the Second Amendment to overthrow a tyrannical government? With that action of overthrowing is an insurrection. How can an act like this bypass the basic rights given by our forefathers? That's and then they can use this other act with it. It's just such a it's a legal lease is very twisted, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. And so, do we still have our guest?
It's Richard. You still there?
Richard.
Yep. And like I said, I'm just a researcher. I'm going to give out information that I've run across. This is not my opinion. Basically, if you ask me where I got that, I'll give you the source. And for most of the stuff that's happening now, I would highly recommend what was called the Garcia Brief. I don't know if you've run across it before. It's easy to come. Well, I can't say easy. You have to do a little searching, but it's available on the internet, and it's a 72-page document. And basically, it was written as a brief that you could bring into court and use everything in it as a true fact in a court of law. So the name of the paper is A Gift to America: The Garcia Brief, The Truth as to What is Wrong with America, by Daniel C. Garcia. And usually you can find it on AmericanSovereign.com or Pro Liberty Network if you want to write those down and search for it. But I'm going to read a couple quotes, and then I'll continue after I read the quotes. This one is called This Form of Mental...
Hold on. Just read the quotes, because this is our short segment. We have commercial break in a couple minutes. So read the quotes, and then we'll catch up after the break.
Okay, well, just interrupt if the quote goes too long, and I'll carry on. This paragraph is, this form of mental programming is not a theory of mine, but is a diabolical design of the United Nations, as documented within their sinister manual known as Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, which is used by your United States Army Intelligence, known, and it gives the names of the actual manuals for the military. These manuals have been designed to outline the procedures for the takeover of the American people, known through the control of the economy in what is known as social engineering. I mean, this is exactly what's happening now, and social engineering is a type of biological warfare that has been continuously implemented upon the American public since 1954. For the sole purpose of conditioning and maintaining voluntary consent. Consent of what? Consent of the usurped liberties in order to implement a socialist one-world government. So the key there is 1984. Okay, this has been used on us, and this is why we don't really realize that the things that we think are in place aren't really in place anymore. Bottom line, they give lip service to them, and you know, you talk about them, but if you actually take them to a court or try to implement them, and I hear the music, so we'll get back.
Yes, we'll be right back, guys. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Ease on back in here. This is Retro Hardcore Radio Show still. And we have our guest, Richard, the researcher from Washington. And he's telling us a lot of interesting information. I didn't know he was going to go into the silent weapons ordeal. I've got every PDF manual as far as psychological operations from the Army available online, so I know exactly what he's talking about. But please, go ahead from your perspective.
Well, you have to know your history, yeah. And if you study the history, you realize that the original Constitution of the United States, the document that the country was founded on, was changed to the Constitution for the United States after the Civil War and rewritten. And essentially, that is a corporate document. That is not the original document that framed our country. And they've done all these sleight-of-hand tricks that most people aren't aware of, and the main one, like has been pointed out, is this martial law concept. I mean, if the military is running the operation because this country went bankrupt in March 9th of 1933 by declaration of Roosevelt, we've got a whole different perspective on what's really happening. And the second quote I'll read, and possibly maybe one more, this paragraph: the following list of effects implemented by the Emergency Banking Act upon the American public, and that was March 9th, 1933 by Franklin Roosevelt. A, the act amended the War Powers Act of October 6, 1917, and then it gives the actual statute, hereby changing the terms and conditions of enemies of the United States from foreign nations to citizens of the United States. That is correct. The Emergency Banking Act declared that U.S. citizens are now the enemies of the United States. By this act, war was officially declared upon American public. So, first we have the Lieber Code, then we have this bankruptcy, then we have the Korean War, which was kind of an unofficial war, and they declared martial law again, and that's never been reversed. I think Congress still votes on it every year. And so we've been totally brainwashed as to what kind of a nation we are truly living in. And you'd say, well, hey, hasn't this been questioned? Yes. If you remember, James Traficant was a congressman that got eliminated along with Henry Gonzalez, as seemed to be somewhat eliminated. They both had accidents, as you say. But he brought this up to Congress on March 17th, 1993, and basically, it's on the public record that this country was suffering the greatest reorganization of any bankrupt entity in world history. And that was us, the United States government, a corporation. And because of that bankruptcy, the receivers of that bankruptcy were the Federal Reserve System, and now I think it's in the hands of the IMF. And that means we don't have a president, we don't have a Congress, we don't have a judiciary. Basically, those are just figments of our imagination that they keep kind of putting in our face, but they were dismantled because we're in bankruptcy. You can't have a government in a bankrupt situation. You can only have a situational receivership that they kept projecting it as if it still existed, but it doesn't exist anymore. That's why you get so many of these weird court decisions and totally unexpected things that they call law and statute, is because it's just a corporate entity, and we are just corporate employees. And if you know that, you kind of have a better idea of exactly what's happening, and you should also understand that we are now not under statute anymore. We're under UCC, Uniform Commercial Code. And if you study Uniform Commercial Code, your whole perspective changes as to what happens, but it totally enlightens you as to why it's happening.
Why it happens is because we let it happen, isn't it? We allow this.
Not only do we let it happen, but we give involuntary consent, or voluntary consent, I guess, would be a better term. It's involuntary because we don't know about it, because we don't know about it and we don't say anything, we're giving under silent or social engineering, we're giving our consent, and we're allowing it to happen. So we're voting for this stuff that we don't truly understand and putting it into place with full support of the people.
Yeah, but are we really voting for anything? I've always felt that the top politicians are selected, not elected. And with the digital voting system and the continual fraud that we see of dead people voting or dangling chads before our eyes, an electoral college.
Yeah, but you missed the point. The voting is totally fictitious. Voting doesn't do anything in the true sense of what we call voting now by casting a ballot. Yeah. We voted by not opposing silent weapons for quiet wars. Okay, they fully implemented a mind control mantra.
I posted about silent weapons for quiet wars on Facebook last year, and I got absolutely ripped and became informed that it's actually a 44-page booklet of political fiction written by Lyle Hartford Van Dyke in 1979. And then the story come out about it being found in a copy machine that somebody had bought that was military surplus, and it's been touted as an actual real document that the government put out. So I was with you on it, and then I got ripped on it. I wanted to point that out.
It can be misleading
as a protest.
Well, it can be misleading because the real silent weapons are the frequency technologies. So if you Google that, you're going to be led into social engineering. The same subject,
yes,
but different beast.
And the ways they target us through electronic manipulation and stuff, and propaganda is propping up this book is to make us look bad. But what it says in it, his predictions were quite accurate. He saw what was going on. And he sent that into Congress to just, I don't know his actual reason for it. I just know he felt compelled to do it to show that he's seen the game or their hand in cards. Yeah, those silent weapons are real. I can't deny that, but that book is not nonfiction. It's fictional. It's made up. But he saw it was coming.
Do you know that's a fact, or do you know that's a mind control story put it out so that you question what is actual fact?
Well, I did lots of look-ins into it. I'm finding it difficult to re-find that information on the other search engines that I use besides Google. But I do remember somewhere I have screenshots of it all that I have to dive and find.
Robert, it's one of their favorite tricks to use. Have you questioning which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Well, I don't question the weapons or what he's saying in the book is as coming to fruition. Like I was going to point out, it's like Jules Verne's Time Machine book. He well predicted what was coming, you know, or some of what Edgar Casey said, well, has come to fruition. I'm just saying to tout something as a real document that is questionable. I mean, really, we suddenly find this in a Xerox machine, to use a type of machine, an IBM copier, it feeds an agenda. And if to tout that as real versus to just say, like what Alana was saying, this technology exists, we are being targeted, here's your space fence and stuff, is more of a factual line. I didn't want to get ripped twice when people listen to this, so I have to point that out. I do get well ripped on Facebook if I get facts wrong, including if I'm doing on a show. So, yeah. But, you know, at the end of the day, they're using old treatises, like we was talking about earlier, to further an agenda. And even Donald Trump was threatening to use an act from the 1800s to quell any kind of sedition, which in other words, if you try to overthrow the tyrannical government, they're going to use a rule from the past to stop it from happening. They're going to protect their nest egg, if you will. Not cool at all.
Well, I just like to leave it at the fact that it can be fully documented that we're in martial law. And when we're in martial law, we're under the control of the military, and the military sets the rules. And if this country was bankrupt in 33, which also can be documented, bottom line is everything that we think about our nation as a government is fictitious. We are under martial law. And with that understanding and with the knowledge that we are under the UCC, Uniform Commercial Code, and the only thing that's viable are contracts, then you really understand what's happening. And when Trump does stuff, as you pointed out, basically what he's doing is he's putting out a contract proposal to us corporate employees. And like I said, if we don't protest or we don't say no to these proposals, we're assuming that we're giving voluntary consent. And that's the voting system now, the social engineering and the voluntary consent. So with that, I'm willing to leave that subject alone and go back to nutrition, but I'll listen to the floor.
No, I think it's a topic we all need to talk about, because there is a civil unrest in the United States that's been unseen since the Vietnam War. And we're definitely being aimed toward an end with, you know, the Soros paid, you know, crowds on demand type of activism that we're seeing right now. To be able to tout these old edicts and use them against us to take away the activism and protesting of the non-owned, you know, fronts of activism, the non-antifas and stuff, to villainize us all. They know they've gone too far. They are oppressors as far as the unbalancing of fairness. So, yeah, I do think it's very pertinent. You know, I'm not going to just hang on one document about it, because these other, you know, like the Lieber Code is etched in stone. That's a real thing. I can point at who wrote it as being real. I can't point at the other one. I can't really ask that guy, did you we get him to swear an oath on it? But, you know, we know that they're using EMF targeting. We know that the technology not only exists for you know, thought implantation, reading of minds through the nanotechnology that we've been breathing in for decades and decades. We know that's real, you know, so they are using it. So they are silent weapons for, well, it's a not so quiet war anymore. Look at the sonic weapons they deploy around and protest that are on top of these vehicles, the microwave weaponry and stuff that they now use for crowd suppression, you know, and all it is for crowd oppression. And so, yeah, it's very important that people understand that the Constitution has not only been waived for over a century, it's been demolished, it's been shredded. They've got their legalese in place already to just do what they want. You think you have rights in a Constitution-free zone that was created after the towers fell? You don't. So we're so owned by the corporation. You put it well when you talked about how we're not even stakeholders in this system. We're just product. We're corporate product to be manipulated, sold, and used. Yeah, you nailed it.
Well, that's it. When you realize that, you realize that you're in a situation that has been totally perverted, diabolically perverted, and it's not the situation that you want to keep referring to as if it was in place, because it's not in place anymore.
Yeah, people, we got to take this back. We just really do.
Well, Will's been very quiet here. I'd like to know what he thinks, or if he's even familiar with this document.
Are you talking about the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document?
Yes.
Yeah, it's in one of the first, I think it's like in the first chapter of Behold a Pale Horse, and nobody's ever disputed the authenticity of this document, and that was one of the things that really, like, hit me, like, wow, I can't believe this is all here in plain sight, and you'd add that to a compendium of other things that are out there in the open. I really, unfortunately, can't speak to what he was talking about, because a lot of our guests, well, not a lot of our guests, but callers and a couple of our guests will bring up what happened in the 1860s and how America turned into a corporation. And, you know, I really need to learn more about that, and that's why I'm glad he was speaking on that a little bit. And, you know, how that operates today, because, you know, we've got people that say we're under Admiralty Maritime Law. I'm also friends with the local Moors here. And it's all very interesting stuff, and I think, you know, people should go to the law library. People should kind of delve into this stuff, because it's, unfortunately, we're in their matrix. We're still going to play their games for the most part, and anything that you can do to kind of negate that is very good. But getting back to the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, it's just amazing. And now, you know, people, even if somebody eventually comes out to dispute the authenticity of it, I mean, we've seen that document play out over the years, right? It's already happened. So I don't think at this point anybody can really question the veracity of it.
Okay. Yeah, well, again,
well, that's
I
it.
Think
that's it. I'd recommend that you find that Garcia brief. And secondarily, I'll recommend a book. It's called Fruit from the Poisonous Tree, if you haven't heard about it. And the subtitle is Secrets That Were Never to Be Revealed. This is written by Melvin Stamper, S-T-A-M-P-E-R, and he was a lawyer and a judge. And basically, he just couldn't believe what was happening and why it was happening, and did a whistleblower thing. And you read this book, and you find the same things we're talking about over and over again, and from a different perspective, from a legal perspective, and you realize that what we think is our reality is not even close.
I definitely understand that for sure.
We want to go back to nutrition.
We can talk about what we want to talk about.
This is food for the mind.
We're not here to admonish or chastise anyone for bringing any information. It definitely needs to be talked about. I've actually not talked about on my show at all. So, I mean, that was great that you brought it up. I'm just sorry that Rob got ripped for it.
Well, it's just, you know, I just wanted to point out that I do question the authenticity of the document. I don't question that the what the information has presented is playing out very accurately. You know, and when something secret gets posted on the internet that is not wanted to be seen, it disappears very quickly. You know, with a push of a button, documents can go away. Now, I was just reading through this the Lieber Act in on Section 10. It talks about insurrection, civil war, and rebellion. And to me, this is the meat and potatoes section about what can go on, how things can be used against us. And my source for this is the Yale Law Library. I find that their information online is factual and, well, when you can use the tools of our oppressors to oppress them back, it's always good. You know, and even the definition of the term rebellion is applied to an insurrection of large extent. It's usually a war between the legitimate government of a country and portions of provinces of the same who seek to throw off their allegiance to it and set up government of their own. You know, they could use that over in Seattle, for instance, of what occurred over there. So yeah, they have these legalese precedents already in place to quell any use of your Second Amendment right to overthrow the shackles of oppression on us. You know, we got owned, folks, and these old acts need to be overturned. They just do.
Well, I mean, we have a system that audits us to see if there's anything in the past that they can get us for, always having a criminal record, always bothering us about taxes. But there's no one to audit them and saying, oh, well, this law is outdated. It needs to come under review. Or how about this? You know, I don't know whether it's true or not, but I keep hearing that the rule of thumb is still a law in, I believe, Alabama or Georgia. You know the rule of thumb, right? You're allowed to beat your wife with a stick or a pole no bigger in diameter of your thumb.
Horrendous, isn't it?
Yeah, so, I mean, when these politicians get away with stuff, we don't understand why they get away with stuff, but it's really handshake, wink, wink. Okay, this is why this person can't be prosecuted. It won't be used for you and I, but it'll be used for politicians. It'll be used for military personnel. It'll be used for people of interest. It won't be used for us. But that's the secret handshake, wink, and a nod. And we need to clean house.
Yeah, and then the wording is all in place that gives them the power to bring the military fully into states in the United States to bypass.
Well, that's the key. There's military bases in every single state. So the military controls every single state. The state is supposed to be a nation, so if there's a military base in the nation, the state, basically, and it's martial law, who's in control? Who's actually issuing the orders, as we would say?
And you bring up auditing. When 9/11 comes to mind, and when there was auditing, missing trillions of dollars, a cruise missile hits the Pentagon, takes out that one office where the records are kept. This thing seems too often to occur. Yeah, I went there. Sorry, folks, when a plane hits a building, the wings shear off on the outside. Okay, let's just use some basic sense here.
More false information that we're supposed to believe. And if you've listened to Catherine Austin Fitz, another whistleblower, telling us how the world really works, what you want to do is anytime you're ever approached with anything, you want to say, wait a minute, this is all fraud. And it was issued by fraudulent inducement. I never consented to this. I never, agreed to anything, this statute or whatever. And basically, fraud eliminates anything. Fraud essentially destroys it right from the beginning. or eliminates it right from the beginning. So, you know, if you ever get confronted by something, just say, hey, you're presenting me with totally fraudulent information that I never agreed to, and start from there. You know, state the fact that you know, anything that they're trying to accuse you of or tell you you're doing or say that you're not being responsible and committing, you just say, hey, all that was created by fraudulent inducement, and fraud eliminates any concepts that they're trying to present to you.
Absolutely.
Wow, yes.
It says it all.
Well, Richard, my friend, do you have a website or anything to plug? Because we're out of time for this hour, for this show. I don't know if you want to stay for the after show or not. You are definitely welcome. I would like for us to take callers and talk more about this. But do you have a website or anything? Please.
Don't have any of that. My only connection with the real world is this copper phone line. And, you know, if you want me to, I will always be available on Monday. I have many topics that I can get distracted from, like we've been doing the last two. But the topics we agreed to were initially history and never got to that. And the second thing that I'm really a researcher on is health, because, like I said earlier, I believe health is the only thing we truly have control of. If we can't ensure our own health with our own actions, basically we've already lost the fight anyway, so what's the point? Our lives are so short, if we can't maintain them in the best of health, kind of the point has been lost.
I definitely understand that. Okay, so this has been another edition of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. Guys, catch us for the Double Dosage Hour. Here, call in. Phone number 800-313-9443. Yes. All right. Remember, in the land of surveillance, now third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.